What I feel very strongly about, obviously, this morning is the fact that this lead that we've taken on is talking about the people who protect us being under attack. So we often, obviously, are faced with crime, with hacks, with corruption. But it's very interesting when it comes to those who have oversight and authoritative status, like the Justice Department, like ward councillors, who are actually coming under attack, because it raises questions about the ability for us to tilt very quickly into Mad Max territory. All this happening as a former police officer sitting in the dock for ordering a hit on six people. Again, an authority who is supposed to protect us. South Africa, if we're not careful, the spoils will go to those who are armed. It's from what I can tell. And armed doesn't have to mean guns. Armed could be the better hacker. Armed could be financially stronger. We know for many of us it means the high walls and the electric fence, which of course is not equitable by any stretch of the imagination. Imagine wanting to serve your community and your payoff profile is like money more than anyone in my community actually earns, so I'm a target, or just die violently. It's not the appropriate way to build a society. So I'm concerned. Again, it comes down to the armed, which means it's going to be continue to be inequitable, and the inequality is spreading towards a violent end. And I'm not quite sure what to do about it, but I do feel strongly about it.